Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Talk Kidney to Me, your new go-to podcast for all things kidney. We're excited to share this space with you. Whether you or a loved one received a kidney disease diagnosis, you work in the space, or you want to know more about this unique area in healthcare.
Millions have kidney disease, but many don't even know it. We're here to change that.
That's right, Pesh. And the most common causes of kidney disease are diabetes and high blood pressure, which affect more than half of the folks in the U.S. So everyone should be interested in kidney talk. But despite these numbers, kidney disease doesn't get the same attention as other chronic illnesses.
Talk Kidney to Me wants to help change that, featuring the two of us as co-hosts, Sarah Eve, the Kidney Care Pro, and me, Pesh Patel, the transplant recipient who started A Kidney Life. We'll have guests from the kidney community and beyond. Join us for a fun and informative 30 minutes. From nutrition and wellness to exciting innovation, no topic is off limits.
Together, we're bringing awareness, education, and a whole lot of inspiration to the kidney community. All right, here we go. Talk Kidney to Me.
I don't know about you, but I think we're off to a great start with Talk Kidney to Me. I'm enjoying every aspect of this, and I'm having a great time. How are you feeling, as this is our third episode now?
Oh, it's exciting. It's exciting to start something new. It's exciting to, take an idea and make it reality. So yeah, I'm jazzed for sure.
Love it, love it, love it. In our last episode, Sarah and Eve and I expanded with our introductions. We discuss each of our individual experiences, how our roads intertwined and went from left to right, and sometimes in a circle, it felt, for me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to go and discuss how we got here, how the podcast came about, how we met, and what created this whole thing called Talk Kidney to Me.
Well, that's a lot, but I think it's exciting. And, you know, we can stay in the present moment, right? We've talked about
sure. The
past. Let's stay in the present moment and think about the future. So, yeah, I think, you know, the Talk Kidney to Me story begins in 2023, which is last year.
Okay.
I was in the 15th year of working in the kidney community. I've done soup to nuts, as they say, a little bit of everything from direct patient care to operations to contracting to VBC. And it just, you know, going to the 15th year, it coincided with just a year of really deep reflection, right? I'm over 40. I think that's something that comes to you at this point in your life. It came to me. And it was really a year of really deep personal reflection and, you know, some much needed growth, right? I had a kiddo. She was getting a little bit older. I could kind of see what life was like.
Sure.
Again.
Yeah.
You know, having my own time and stuff. I got involved locally in my community a lot. I started with a local environmental nonprofit. I'm on their board. I started doing their marketing and social media, just doing more in St. Pete, really making an effort to have friends and go out and be engaged. I did a ton of yoga and meditation,
okay. Which
for me, as we'll talk about in future episodes on mental health, like that's one avenue that kind of helps me.
Right.
And I just started having more fun imagining what my future might be. You know, getting a little playful, thinking
sure.
like, well, maybe what if, right? What are other things I would like to do? Over the years, I've done a fair amount of public speaking and hosting national calls with facility administrators and clinic managers. So I've always liked talking to people, that interaction, that connection.
Right.
And so in that year of self-reflection and discovery and kind of playful thinking, I was like, you know what? Kidney needs a podcast. We need a podcast for dialysis professionals, right? There's a couple of topics that people don't talk about. You know, we just need a space for them. And I started dabbling and, you know, I'm a planner. I think, Pesh.
Yes. Yes, you are. I am not.
Which one of us has, you know, the 5 Google documents and which one of us, you know, is more...
Yeah, no, you will send me 3 reminders of the same thing just because one word was missing. So yeah.
Well, it has to
which
be
is good.
Correct.
Well, I'm well trained.
I know. I'm well trained.
I need that though. I do admit I need that. So I am appreciative. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. So right. So in that time in the summer when I was imagining all these things, right, learned to skateboard, just kind of reinventing myself and my life, I sketched up this idea of Talk Kidney to me, right? So I often say like, let's talk kidney. People always chuckle when I say that. So I was like, instead of like talk kindly to me, talk kidney to me, you know, and I sketched it up and I was going to be a limited series, you know, 5 or 6 episodes featuring, you know, one of my longtime mentors in the space. And I had everything kind of written up and we were just kind of, you know, waiting to put it in production. And as you've said, life happened. And on August 30th, Hurricane Idalia came to Florida.
Right.
And I live in a neighborhood that's prone to flooding.
Okay.
And my whole house flooded. Yeah. My car was totaled.
Oh, no.
The house was not livable. You know, in my whole neighborhood, right? It's not just me. It's, I mean, you know, I lost half my worldly possessions.
Yeah.
I couldn't stay there. You know, kiddo and I, you know, it was a whole thing.
Sure.
and so the podcast, some of these dreams, these visions, it all went in the back burner while I just project managed myself to get back into the house, you know, rebuild it. And, you know, the podcast, I just kind of let it sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to say that that was something unexpected, I can't even imagine. Like being from living in Louisiana now. Hurricanes, it's just something that unless you've been through it, you don't know.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm glad you're on the other side of that.
I am. The house is almost back together, but, you know, probably still have a little trauma to unpack there, but, you know, the house is back together. But in the meantime, you know, while I wasn't picking up new projects, I was still working full time and still doing, you know, some of the other small projects and side gigs that I do. So one of them is presenting for AAKP or working with them, you know, doing the kind of typical stuff, but, you know, the podcast is on the back burner for a while.
Okay. Yeah. So I had always wanted to do something to give back for all of the doctors, the nurses, the support system I have, family and friends. I had made a decision back in 2017 in the ICU that, yes, although hospitality is my passion, giving back in some way, form, or fashion was going to be my purpose in life.
Okay.
Well, then life happens. And that just kind of stayed an idea until last year in June, July of 2023. And I realized, okay, well, I've always said I'm going to give back and my purpose is to give back. Well, how the hell am I going to do that? So I realized with health concerns that I never know from one day to the next, like how I might be feeling. So I'm like, well, a newsletter might be the easiest way because no matter how I'm feeling, I can at least have a laptop right there next to me and I can write.
Sure.
And writing is also a cathartic exercise as those that journal can understand. To put your thoughts out there, to get it from inside to out is a great exercise for your mind.
Yeah. So important.
Absolutely.
Expression is the opposite of depression. I often say that, right? Get it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, but I also went through the phase of, well, what if nobody reads this? What am I going to write about? What am I doing? And then I said, well, you know what? And again, family member, my big brother in Atlanta, he's like, well, what do you have to lose? Like, just do it. The old Nike saying, just do it. So I create a Kidney Life and it's a weekly newsletter and where I talk about my thoughts, experiences of not just living with chronic kidney disease, but all aspects of health, whether it's the transplant situation, dialysis, and anything else that I've lived through or I've seen or experienced or even just seen from a distance. I will discuss that. And so as I'm researching for this, I listen to webinars, I do a lot of research, and few weeks ago, I will say, it's only been a few weeks ago, I was watching an AAKP webinar, and on the webinar was Sarah Eve. And so what
I do that sometimes. I just pop up and say my little kidney stuff.
Like, hey, here I am.
Hey.
And so your boy slid into her DMs, I will say.
The first and only time, please. Let's just say that.
And I said, hey, great webinar. I would love to talk to you. And so you can expand on what you discussed in the webinar. But also, I think you'd be a great person for me to interview for my newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sarah Eve kindly responded. And we got on a phone call. And at the end of the phone call, Sarah Eve, you emailed me. And because I will say, I had thought about a podcast in the past.
Sure.
But I put that in the attic. It was collecting dust for over a year. But as I said, after our conversation, you sent me an email, didn't you?
Did I?
You did?
Well, so we met, we had emailed back and forth,
sure.
And then we met virtually.
After our call. Right.
And we had a call, and the energy was good. And, you know, it was a renewed interest in the podcast and a totally different angle than, you know, the one that I had planned. But, dude, I just saw the potential. I mean,
sure.
You know, we are in a lot of ways kind of yin and yang on this, right? Different perspectives, different ways, different personalities. But,
yeah.
Right, that common ground is there. And just seeing your passion for wanting to do something and your enthusiasm. And, you know, you have a unique perspective, too, because it's, you know, it's still... It hasn't been that long, right?
I
mean, and in the beginning, I'm sure you're just working through what it means for you individually, and then to be able to transcend that and say, now I want to give back, you know, I mean, that's really powerful. And I can't say no sometimes to Talk Kidney. And, you know, you see people, and like, as we've said, right, the people make all the difference. And, you know, I knew you were good people, and it just flowed, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think both of us saw that we knew that we could each be authentic as we are individually.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the collaboration came together, the energy we both had,
mm-hmm.
and also the chemistry for us to have these conversations.
Sure.
So I think coming from, as you said, opposite directions, but meeting in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and discussing things that matter, not just to us, to the people out there. So I think it's very important. And so I will ask you, what is a goal or a couple of goals you have for our podcast?
Yeah. So, right, I've thought about this, and it's changed a little bit from my first, you know, conception of it to,
mm-hmm.
you know, the full-fledged episode 3
yeah.
of Talk Kidney to Me. But,
sure.
you know, really, I want it, you know, I want this to be a space, right? Like a neutral, independent voice, right? I'm doing this as Sarah Schaefer. I'm not doing this on behalf of the company I work for, the board of directors, right? Like, this is just...
Yeah.
This is just your girl, Sarah Eve. I never said that before in my life. That sounds weird.
I like it.
this is just me, you know, sharing space, my thoughts, you know, and really trying to have an uplifting space for folks. And we're going to use person-centered language here, but for now I'll say patients, in quotes,
mm-hmm.
and professionals,
sure.
in quotes.
Yep.
You know, to explore topics in kidney care, meet some of the amazing people that I've been privileged and I know are out there doing this work, you know, to empathize with the highs and lows for someone who's going through the lived experience of having kidney disease and a transplant and what life looks like.
Yeah.
You know, and chit-chat and, you know, there's so many great things happening in kidney. I feel like this podcast is just going to, you know, buzz right along with where that's going. And, you know, it's always been simple to me. My approach to work has always been in kidney. I just want to do cool stuff
yep.
for people who need it and have
yep.
some fun along the way. And so that's it. I hope we do cool stuff
yep.
for folks who need it, and I hope we have some fun.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
So how about you, Pash? What are your goals?
So I will say that I think this is a great addition/extension to what I'm doing for A Kidney Life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the three pillars of A Kidney Life are education, awareness, and advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, I was in D.C. and as a member of the Kidney Advocacy Committee
okay.
for National Kidney Foundation.
Okay, the NKF. All right.
Yep. So being a part of that.
Wow.
And then also having the newsletter, I see the reach we could have.
Mm-hmm.
as an individual, but also collectively. And then now meeting you
yeah.
and seeing what we could do with this podcast just gives us another platform for what we're doing individually to give us another voice, another way to get our message out there.
Sure.
So again, it boils down to the purpose of helping people.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just change one life, 10
yeah.
lives, 100 lives, 1,000 lives, then that's what we need to do. And
yeah.
so whatever we can do to help people and to ideally change their lives for the better, then I'm here for it.
Yeah, I love that. It's so important to shine your light, right? To not be shy. I think
sure.
Right, this is the first time I've done a podcast. And, you know, I think when I put the mission and my intentions, you know, at the forefront of my mind, then the nervousness around how this is perceived or what the outcomes are go away, right? Like,
right.
we know why we're doing this. It's good intentions, you know, and to spread all that positivity. So it feels really good, you know?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I think, to go back to what you just said, I think it's going to be fun. And that's another part, because these are serious topics. This is something that not a lot of people have sometimes the courage to talk about. As I said in my previous episodes, I said, you know, I'm stubborn and I'm always fine.
Yeah.
Well, this will show that, you know, if you're not fine,
yeah,
we do have to let somebody know. But more important than that, this doesn't have to be such a serious topic that has to be hushed.
Mm.
And we also want to add levity. We want to add some personality. We don't want to be boring. There's a lot of information out there. And let me tell you, if you've listened to any of it, you can sometimes fall asleep as I have after 3 minutes. We don't want that to happen when you're listening to us. So
I don't think you'll let that happen. Even if I want to go down the snooze fest of clinical stuff, I don't think you'll let that happen, Pesh. I know you're going to keep us on the path to fun.
Yeah. No, yeah. Absolutely. You know, life is short.
Sure.
So let's enjoy what we're doing while we're doing it.
Yeah. And I think that's a great point, right? Because we never want anyone to think that we are, you know, poking fun or taking this not, you know, we're not taking this seriously. I think, you know, we talk about it, right? We take the subject matter very seriously, right?
Yes.
This is life-altering, life-sustaining diagnoses, treatment, right? This is someone's reality. You know, but we take ourselves lightly, right? The subject's
yes.
serious, but we take ourselves pretty light, you know, not to get it too deep, right? We're just the bozos on the bus running the podcast. It's all you know, amazing
yes.
people that are living it for sure.
Yeah.
I'm really curious to see where this goes. I don't have an outcome in mind. At this point, you know, kidney care is rapidly changing. Listen, I am sure that in my professional lifetime, you know, we are going to rewrite the story of kidney disease and its treatments, you know, from xenotransplantation, right, which
sure.
is, you know, implantable artificial kidneys, the shift to value-based care, the new pharma, there's new prognostic testing. I mean, kidney is just changing. And
yes.
I, you know, I'm just so curious to see, you know, how this podcast follows that journey and, you know, how we evolve just as the kidney care landscape is evolving right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is we will be moving along with the times. We won't be sticking to what we feel today. You know, we're adults, and we also recognize that we can change our minds
yeah.
on certain things. So as new treatments, clinical trials, as that goes forward, what we may say today, we might change our mind and we'll admit it. Hey, listen, this is what I thought, but guess what? I'm a moron. I'm speaking for myself, not Sarah Eve here. I'm a moron.
Thank you.
And you know what? I didn't realize this, but
yeah.
holy shit, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
Let's dig into this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's, you know, we already have a long list of topics that we want to talk about, you
yeah.
know, and I feel like any day we could just add, you know, add 10 more to that, you know, and evolve along with it, right?
Yeah. And also, as we have guests on.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have guests, right?
Yes.
We're going to open up this party to more people.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
I think the more the merrier is the old saying.
So many great kidney people. I cannot wait. Ugh.
Yeah. And that's part of the difficult task we have ahead of us, is how do we narrow down our circle of influence from the kidney community down to, okay, who are we picking and choosing from? So no favorites, but we do have a list in mind. And we can't wait for you to meet them also.
Yeah. Yeah. And opening it up to, right, to listeners and to people who want to share their story, for sure.
Yeah. And actually, you say opening it up, and I will say that another thing that we do encourage is for you listening, if you have any ideas for us, what your feedback is, whatever you want to hear about, are you a patient that's in the transplant process who's maybe a little scared, a little nervous, and doesn't know what to expect? Reach out. If there's anything we can expand on, is there any subject matter that we may not have covered yet that you want to hear about? Please let us know. And you know what? Be nice, but let us know how we're doing, you know?
Do we really want to hear, Pesh? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Well, depends on what they say. How about that?
Yes, we welcome your feedback, right? Judge us by the intentions and the love in our heart, not necessarily, you know, the words that come out of our mouths sometimes or our,
yeah,
you know, our podcasting skills. But yes,
without
lovely thought. Yes, I can't wait to hear from folks and, you know, for all the people that we already know that we can bring into this and all the people we're yet to meet.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. So now that you feel like you know us and you have an idea of not where we're coming, not just where we've been, but mm-hmm. where we're going, Sarah Eve, you want to share with the good folks what's going to be happening with our next episode?
Sure, Pesh. In episode 4 of Talk Kidney to Me, we're going to talk about one of the most important topics in healthcare, our lives, and in the country right now, and that is mental health. It is such a vital topic, right? I feel like we can't talk about it enough.
Sure.
It could be a podcast on its own right.
Without a doubt.
Pesh is going to be vulnerable and share some of his battles, and I too will share, my experience with mental health matters, and you know, we really hope that you tune in for that one. It's going to be a special one.
Excellent. Can't wait.
This has been Talk Kidney to Me with your hosts, Sarah Eve Schaefer and Pesh Patel. If you're enjoying the show, hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode.
Follow us on social media at Talk Kidney to Me on LinkedIn and Talk Kidney to Me, that's the number 2, on Instagram.
We'd love to hear from you. Email us at info@talkkidneytome.com or contact Pesh on LinkedIn or through Instagram at akidneylife. Sarah Eve can be reached on LinkedIn or at saraheve.com. Until we talk kidney again, light and love to you all, and thanks for listening.
The Talk Kidney to Me podcast is for general information purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional health care services, including the giving of medical advice. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions.